Fires deep, middle of the field, intercepted. An incredible pick by Patrick Peterson.
Welcome to Arizona Cardinals Underground, presented by the Arizona Cardinals mobile app. Visit azcardinals.com/app.
Touchdown, Arizona!
The latest news and notes from the guys who cover the team.
Great move to the right at the 50. Cuts back to the left at the 40. He's loose at the 30. He's at the 20, the 10. Touchdown, Cardinals!
Rise up and make a play.
He's hit by Chandler Jones and sacked.
You've got to be kidding me.
Touchdown, Larry Fitzgerald!
This is football at its finest.
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Oh, we just ran a nine route, a go route straight into the studio. If the guy who ran the most routes in the NFL in 2017 can say he's coming back, you know what? We can head back into the studio for a bonus edition of Cardinals Underground. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard, and let's not bury the lead right off the top. Larry Fitzgerald, gentlemen, is coming back for a 15th season at 35 years of age. He'll try and become number two all-time in receptions and receiving yards and lead the Cardinals back to the playoffs. Darren, your initial reaction?
Well, my initial reaction is let's not make him 35 yet. He'll be 35 in the season, but he doesn't turn 35 until the end of August.
That's a good point.
And as somebody who's had a few years put on his own self,
really?
you don't want to rush. Oh, you don't want to rush.
Sensitive
the years.
Issue here.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but we don't calculate your age in football years like we do NFL players. So that's the saving grace. You might feel like it. I don't know. Journalism might do that to you. I'm not exactly sure, but you know, 23 years in a newsroom, I certainly feel like it myself. But
well, clearly, I mean, you know, having Fitz back is just gigantic. I mean, you can't even understate it. It's been a constant topic. I'm not really sure what that extra topic is going to be on Underground going forward because we've been able to speculate on it every week. For the last
month.
That's
right. But Larry, at least take us through to the start of the league year. I mean, we need more reasons for content around here.
He came close. He's getting there.
I mean, we said it before, Kyle, and it's absolutely true. I can't think of another person who's on a first-name basis with the state of Arizona, unless maybe you say Charles for Charles Barkley. Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. It really is rarefied air, his status among people in Arizona. And I do mean people, not just football fans. Everyone seemingly knows Larry.
Yeah, and Charles Barkley had a huge peak, but he wasn't here nearly as long as Larry Fitzgerald has been here. I think Steve Nash is another guy who's on that Mount Rushmore of names. But to be here his entire career, to put up the numbers he has, to lead the Cardinals to great heights, it's been incredible. And the entire state and the entire NFL wanted to see Larry come back. And it always seemed like that was the more likely scenario, but everybody was holding their breath a little bit until he did say for sure. And to get to this point, knowing where he's at in his career, that he's going to be 35, but he's playing at such a high level, it's fun to know that he's going to come back. And we're already talking about it. No receiver has ever had 100 catches in a season at 35. And based on what he's done the last 3 years, it seems like Larry could do that and just add more to his historical numbers.
Well, his new head coach has already called his number. He was the one who broke the news. 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, the Doug and Wolf Show, and Steve Wilks was the guest, and he was asked, just for the mandatory Larry update, just a routine, mundane question at this point, and here was the answer.
I spoke with Larry last night, and it's a very exciting time for all of us. You know, to all the Arizona Cardinal fans around the world, it's very exciting because Larry mentioned to me last night that he is coming back.
And I was at the station live, and I did an absolute spit take with my coffee at 7-something in the morning. That was gigantic news. And the fact, let's just start the fact it was delivered by the head coach. I mean, Darren, to me, that says, you know what? I think that says something in the locker room. That Larry would go through the head coach because Larry is the linchpin to that locker room. You know better than anyone.
You know, I think it's significant, especially when you're talking about going through a coaching search or a coaching change. And there was a couple things that popped into my head when all this happened. One, and I'm clearly not trying to necessarily equate these two things directly, but we are talking about a couple of Arizona Cardinal icons. But again, talking about age and how long I've been around, I was fortunate enough to be around when Pat Tillman decided to join the Army. And I was one of three media members that were told first by Dave McGinnis. And he told us a story at the time. Pat Tillman was going to go join the Army, and he went and told Dave McGinnis, and this is what I'm going to do. And Mac said, okay, well, how are you going to like let the world know? And he goes, well, you're going to. And he basically walked out of his office. Wow. And so Dave McGinnis was the one at the time back in 2001, 2002, when you know, he was the one who disseminated this big information. It wasn't the player. And that's one of the things that popped into my head with this was, you know, this is fairly significant news. It's obviously not the same. And, you know, we all know Fitz doesn't want to talk about this stuff. He'd rather just have everybody ignore it for whatever reason. And but the fact that he was willing to entrust Steve Wilks with this, I think, says a lot going forward. We all know that it was a somewhat of a bumpy ride when Bruce Arians first showed up for Larry Fitzgerald because of they're going to use Larry in a different way. And it wasn't a bad thing. It was just bumpy. And, you know, maybe Larry's trying to get out ahead of that and making sure that this isn't as bumpy of a transition.
Maybe. Or maybe the fact that, according to what he said after winning the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, he's en route to New Zealand and then Korea.
True too.
So, you know, it's always good to break the news when you're on the other side of the world. How about the reaction of the head coach, Steve Wilks?
I'm extremely excited. You're talking about a future first ballot Hall of Famer. Couldn't be more excited to have Larry coming back next year. He is totally committed. Those are his words. We're definitely excited and ecstatic to have him part of the Arizona Cardinals.
And he's obviously not only a big part of the brand, but he's a big part of the offense and the team, and the team's success on offense goes through Larry.
Yeah, I mean, especially when you look at what you're at wide receiver right now with John Brown and Jerron Brown being impending free agents. If Larry retired, you would have really been starting from scratch at wide receiver, but the fact that he's coming back, you feel really good because you have that number one wide out in place, a guy who's been doing it for so long that there's no unknown there. He's going to be really good again, and then David Johnson's in the backfield. So you have things to work out on offense, and obviously you need to find a quarterback. But you have Larry and you have David, and that's a really good start offensively.
And I would say that when you talk about that receiving core, we don't know the direction it's going to go in. And given the age of Larry Fitzgerald, even if he decides to play a couple more years, it's a position you're going to start looking at carefully if you lose a couple of these free agents. But again, having Larry there as an anchor when you're making these other moves, I just think is relatively significant, especially when you're talking about a team who continues to say how important it is for them to compete as they try and fill the holes on the roster.
Getting back to your earlier point about Larry and the manner in which he made the announcement through his head coach, well, here's Steve Wilks on that aspect.
He reached out to me, and I was so appreciative that he thought enough to do that. He is going to take some time away right now just to relax and go on vacation, and he just wanted to express that to me personally before he left.
Well, you know, I mean, he won the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, so he's done with that. So, you know, that's enough golf for right now. Not that he won't keep playing through the offseason, but, you know, I think he realized better than anyone, and guys, we've all had this sort of big picture conversation with Larry, that your career is finite. Now, Larry's is much longer than 99.8% of the rest of the NFL, but he gets his NFL history. He knows where he is all time. He knows that he won't be doing this forever, and the fact that he's still doing it at a very high level, nobody cherishes that more than Larry Fitzgerald. And for all those reasons, when the offseason started, we figured he was coming back. Just the longer he waited, maybe we got a little more anxious and or started to doubt ourselves.
Yeah, and I think he wanted to make sure within himself that this is my decision. I don't want to be waffling on it. So it's his right, and it's the responsible decision to wait until you're 100% sure, even if he, like we thought, was leaning toward coming back. But like you said, the fact that he's been so good these last 3 years, averaging 108 catches, he's over 1,000 yards every single season. I mean, he said before, if my play is declining, maybe, you know, that'll be the time to hang it up. But the fact that he's going to be 35 and he's still playing like this, I think that's one of the big reasons why he said, hey, let's just keep it going.
And, of course, we all wondered if Larry was like us in one aspect, and that is waiting for an answer to the quarterback question. We know he's played with 17 different quarterbacks who've completed a pass to him. 14 different quarterbacks in his career have completed a touchdown pass to him. And obviously he made the decision with no answer to the quarterback question.
I felt honored, to be honest, you know, to know that, he's really committed to come back, understanding right now that, you know, of course we don't have a quarterback on the roster. But again, it just shows you about his character and the kind of person that he is.
Is there room for a Skip Bayless hot take? Thanks for asking, gentlemen. Here we go. Is there a chance the Cardinals do have an answer at quarterback, but we don't have the answer? Is there a chance that they've reached some sort of deal that hasn't been leaked, like the Alex Smith situation between KC and Washington, and that because there is a quarterback in place, oh, that made it that much easier to give the contract extension to the GM, made it that much easier for Larry Fitzgerald to make his decision to come back? Is there any chance that might be the situation?
Well, since I don't know for a fact, I guess I would say there is any chance. I would say if I was a betting man, I would say no. I mean, I just find that very unlikely. Obviously, the Alex Smith news leaked with that whole trade. But to me, if there was going to be something like that, that was really the only guy apparently that it was going to happen with. I just don't see any other. I mean, you're not going to be able to do it with a free agent. It would have to be a trade. And
it'd have to be someone under contract, someone willing to trade. And
when you start talking about that,
maybe an Andy Dalton getting back to the Little League, Dad.
But
I'm sorry. We'll edit that out.
No, but so I think this is a somewhat of a leap of faith for Larry Fitzgerald. I think he understood that, you know, I have to make this decision, and I'm not going to know, and I'm going to trust Steve Keim, and I'm going to trust Steve Wilks that they will get a quarterback in place. And the reality is also this: there's other things in play other than just who the quarterback is going to be. And whether we want to say it's a good thing or a bad thing, and I know there's plenty of people who will argue both sides of it, but Larry Fitzgerald, as you mentioned, has caught a pass from 17 different quarterbacks in his career, and he's gone through stretches where the quarterback situation has not been good, and he's made it work. And, you know, you don't want that to necessarily be the case, but, you know, he's proven he can put up some numbers even if the quarterback play is lesser than stellar.
And he had his quarterback this year, and that quarterback went down in week 7. You know, you never know when injury is going to impact the situation anyway.
And that's why I think, I don't really subscribe to the hot take theory, unfortunately, Paul, that they have a hidden, invisible quarterback in place. but I think that from his perspective, you can look at it and say, we've got a really good defense coming back. And offensively, whether it's a veteran in free agency or if it's an early round pick at quarterback, it's somebody who you hope is at least a decent quarterback. And the fact I think that he plays more in the slot now, he's running the intermediate routes. I would think if you're more of like a T.Y. Hilton type, who's this burner and going deep, if you don't have a great quarterback, it's a lot harder to get those long completions. But if you're Larry Fitzgerald, who's running more of the intermediate, shorter routes, I think a lot of quarterbacks can make those throws. It might not be humongous numbers if it's not a great quarterback, but I still think you're going to get your targets like we saw this year, whether it was Palmer or Drew Stanton or Blaine Gabbert. All those guys found him, and not all of those guys have had great success in the NFL, but he still got the ball. He still caught the ball, the second most receptions in the NFL. So I think he feels like, as long as I'm a focal point of this offense, the quarterback's going to be able to find me.
It was, I think, in December, and sort of searching for a story angle, I went around to the DBs in that part of the locker room. I just said, straight up, guys, he's 34. How is he still going to have over 100 receptions this year? How is he doing it? And, you know, Patrick Peterson, among others, said, well, when he was younger, he used to go up and over you. Now he just bodies you. Mm-hmm. He, you know, if he's single covered, he's still open, because if the quarterback puts it in the right spot between the strength of his hands, the Venus flytraps, and then his ability just to get his big body and muscle you away, almost like a rebound under the hoop, he's going to make the catch. Yeah. That's what makes it so difficult.
I think his skill set has translated really well to where he is older now, and maybe he doesn't have the exact same amount of speed or athletic ability that he did in his prime. But like you said, his ability to catch the ball, his catching radius, those have not decreased at all, and he's able to make it work, and he's figuring out ways to still be effective.
And he's still the guy during practice. And we saw last year was the first practice of training camp. He lays out and he dives in a regular routine drill. He's always the hardest worker out there. You can't put a value on that, especially if you're a new head coach and your Hall of Famer-to-be is also the hardest worker. Here's Steve Wilks, just on the model that is Larry Fitzgerald.
You know, really, before you can even get to the X and O's of the game, I think you have to have that kind of character in your locker room. I think you have to have those individuals that's going to continue to deliver the message. You know, a guy like Larry is going to be a model in the locker room.
I mean, think about it. The last couple of years, and you know, guys come in and first they look at Larry, and you know the reaction from rookies, right? You come in and maybe you're a Chad Williams this year, to use that, right? And you're just in awe and you're not exactly sure what to say. And then he brings you into that receiver room and guys get to know him and you realize, okay, you know, he's a regular guy. And it's just the manner in which he's able to show it without saying it and just sort of be that example, that just goes so much further than anyone realizes who's not behind the scenes.
The great part of where Larry is in his career, and I would say that this has really come into focus the last 4 or 5 years or so, is the fact that you automatically become a role model just by being there. And you don't even really have to show anything. I mean, I suppose if you walk in the room and then they see you on the practice field and you're screwing around or whatever, that would impact it. But he doesn't even necessarily have to. He's a benefit just by being there, even before he does anything on the field, and that's all extra. Just because of the numbers he's put up and who he is, and not necessarily that guys are always in awe of him or remain in awe of him, but because his name transcends being a person. He is just a guy, and you get to know that. But at the same time, because of what he has become through NFL history, his name transcends just being a guy, and I think that means a lot.
And he really takes the time to learn about his teammates. I can't tell you how many times I've been talking to somebody and he'll come over and say, hey, did you know this about this guy? He's just got all this research he does with his teammates and he gets to know them. And then he talks to them like, hey, we're just peers and this is what I know about you. So even if you're a practice squad player, Larry Fitzgerald knows something about you and that tells you that he cares about you. And I think that really helps the chemistry.
Did you hear the little anecdote from Tom Pestock, better known these days as Baron Corbin, the WWE wrestler?
No,
and you know Fitz's affinity for taking down guys, everyone from Ron Wolfley to Harold Goodwin and beyond, right? Mm-hmm. He told a story, Tom Pestock, who was the most feared guy in the locker room, not as a football player, but because he was a black belt and an MMA guy and a boxer and all this, and we know. Larry challenged him in the weight room. And at the time, John Lott said, don't poke the bear, Larry. Don't do it. And Larry said, I can take him. And then Tom Pestock proceeded in his words and in the way he told it to pinning Larry and making him, quote, squeal a little bit.
Yeah.
And Larry had to tap out. And so it's just – and Larry, according to Tom Pestock, still says he wants a piece of him. So look for Larry, sort of like the Gronk, to be in a WWE script coming soon. I think that's Larry's next appearance.
He once asked me if I had ever tried to take down Alameda Ta'amu. I said no, and I'm thinking, why would you? That guy's like 360 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was thinking about it.
I saw him once at a charity event front up Dan Williams. And then Dan Williams bull rushed Larry straight into a stairwell. And we all held our breath. We're all like, okay, wait a minute. What's going on here?
I still remember him trying to take down Harold Goodwin at the Greenbrier at practice, and that was a mistake. Harold locked him up pretty good.
Yes, he did. So there you go. You know, look, it's all in fun. It's all a good time. Nobody may be having a better time than the head coach, Steve Wilks.
I tell you, last night I was partying myself. You know, I couldn't really didn't get any sleep. You know, I was just still tossing and turning. You were thinking that he wasn't coming, but I was just so excited the mere fact that I knew – like you said, we have one of the greatest players to ever play the game that's coming back.
All right, it's a done deal. Larry is coming back. I don't know how many other folks were wondering about Cardinals Underground, but you know what? We can announce right here officially, Cardinals Underground will be back for an 11th season. So I know you guys are probably going to get a lot of tweets about that and maybe the chat room.
That's bigger news than Fitz, right?
Yeah, maybe. You know, I don't know. So you guys are getting plagued with all those questions. So you can cease and desist with all the Cardinals Underground and the future thereof questions, all right?
Gotcha.
There you go on azcardinals.com. We'll